Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, the best doggone podcast this side of the Bakerloo line. Coming up on this week's show, you voted, now it's down to the shortlist. Yes, the T3 awards have reached the short and curly stage. See if your favourites have made it through. Facebook reaches the half billion stage, that's American billions if you're being pedantic. Bye-bye Nexus One and bye-bye Chris Smith. Oh. It's his last ever podcast.
Here's me thinking you'd created some wonderful audio montage.
No, that's it. Bonk.
That's all you deserve.
What will we ever do?
Thank you, Chris, and goodbye.
Yes. Anyway, moving
it's
on.
It's emotional.
Joining him on this last Chris-infused pod, it is the wonderful Adam Bunker and the podcasting majesty of T3. It's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good to be back.
Last show, Chris.
Yeah, man.
You've dressed for the occasion as well.
Well, I've come in my skateboard outfit just for Dunk, so. I know he's not been feeling very well all week, so.
How are you feeling? Duncan, are you back in?
I still feel a bit peaky.
Okay.
But better than I have. I've been taking antibiotics about the size of a fist all week. And their suppositories as well.
Yeah, I thought we might be getting
there. There's got to be a bonus in there somewhere, surely.
But yeah, no, I think. Actually, now I just feel really tired and kind of really odd, which I think is actually down to the antibiotics. I think I'm now completely well, and if I stopped taking the things that were meant to make me well, I'd feel fine. But instead I feel a bit odd. So if I suddenly River
collapse.
Phoenix in my own Private Idaho style zzz off, it's not because I'm finding proceedings boring. Or it might be. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Well, who knows? We'll look out for that.
As long as you don't River Phoenix in, you know, the Viper Club style.
Drop to the ground convulsing, choke on my own vomit and die.
Well, anyway.
It'd be like both of us going out together. In a rather more terminal way.
Blaze
as long as we can hold hands.
Right. Well, Duncan, before you do that, it is rant time. What has been irking you this week?
I'll tell you what, I'm sure everybody, this has irked everybody at some point. Or maybe nobody's ever thought about it apart from me, because I just think that much more deeply about things than most normal people do. But there was like a firmware upgrade to the PS3 this week. Or maybe it was about 6 weeks ago, because that's how often I turn on my PS3. But I turned it on yesterday and there was a firmware upgrade. And why do they bother with those stupid things where it's like, here's what this means legally, and you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom of it, and then it says click to confirm that you've read this.
Oh, because, you'll never actually
read
it.
Who reads that?
No one.
I think they should change the law so they can't do that, because how can that be enforceable in a court of law?
It's nonsense.
Everybody would say... No, I didn't read it, mate. I didn't sign anything. I just clicked a thing saying yes.
The only thing I ever do with those is scroll down to the bit where it says privacy, and then it details whether they're going to nick your details and flog them to third parties and things like that. That's all I ever read.
The other thing is, it did make me think. I think I might go back, because the last iTunes one, Jesus Christ, like the American Declaration of Independence was shorter than that. Like the guidance from the Attorney General as to whether the war in Iraq was legal or not. They're far shorter than the legal notes from the last iTunes. So I thought I might actually go back, and I assume it's online on Apple's site or something. I might actually go and look at
see
what the hell it is I've signed up to. You know, like.
We have your soul.
Yeah, Steve Jobs is allowed to come round and sleep in my house if he just happens to be passing through the neighbourhood or whatever.
You have to give him your kidney the next time it comes out.
I don't think he'd want my kidney after this week, to be honest. That's the past
40 years of abuse pickling it.
That's my liver. Yeah, he's certainly liver.
Sorry.
Okay. Complete waste of time. But I think there is a serious point here, which is that these are supposedly legally binding, but I don't see how they can be.
I think you've hit the nail on the head.
It seems like a damn cheek. They're part of these mega corporations.
They're probably not legally binding.
I'm going to find out.
Good.
I'm going to do something really illegal with my PS3.
Okay, well, while you go away and do that, we'll move on to our top story. I'm picturing terrible things. It's the T3 Awards. Thanks to your votes, we've reached shortlist stage. Some gadgets have already fallen by the wayside. Some are still clinging on in there, and some have been parachuted in on a cheeky wild card. Let's deal with those wild cards. What are they?
Well, we've got BBC iPlayer 3.0, the brand new Xbox 360S, and surprisingly, perhaps, the Apple iPhone 4.
So these are all things that have kind of been released or announced after the shortlist was the long list was put together.
Yeah. I mean, the BBC iPlayer and the Xbox 360 were in there anyway, but we've just got the new incarnations now.
And the iPhone as well, really.
Yeah, and the iPhone as well.
Okay.
But well, am I right in thinking it's kind of the readers have suggested these as well, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's been like an absolute flood of support for the iPhone 4, and of course the Xbox 360S is gorgeous, deserves to be in there definitely, and the iPlayer 3 obviously builds on the
flood of support for the iPhone 4.
Yeah, so is the iPhone 3GS out?
iPhone 3GS is out.
Out.
Yep, iPhone 4 is in.
In. Because yep. I suppose because Apple did completely screw the 3GS with the iOS 4 upgrade, supposedly.
Well, the 3GS isn't that bad, is it? Screw, the 3G is
Oh, no, it's more the 3G, yes. The 3G, well, it's not only dumb, but also apparently if you try and upgrade it to iOS 4, it can't really, it's not really powerful enough to run
explode.
It.
There's
problems ensue.
You've said it's a flood of people voting it in. Does it really deserve to be in there? I mean, we've had people complaining that it's in there.
Yeah, we'll see, won't we, on October the 11th, if it deserves to be there. There's a chance that it could be crowned Gadget of the Year, which would be
well, it does make Gadget of the Year very interesting because not only have you got the iPad 4 in there, the iPhone 4 in there, you've got the iPad as well. So it's kind of, you know, one is perhaps groundbreaking for inventing a whole new area of computing. One is apparently the best phone ever, but, you know, is shrouded in controversy and that one glitch. So which is going to be, you know, which is the jewel in Apple's crown?
Exactly, yeah. That's what I kind of find most interesting about that category now. If it's those two going head to head, we'll really see what gadget fans and what Apple fans themselves see as Apple's like pinnacle of their achievements this year. So it would be interesting.
Or HTC could win again, as they did last
year.
Yeah,
Apple could lose out completely.
I'm not sure about the desire this year, because it's been around a long time now, and that could count against it. It's been around a long time.
The Hero had been around for quite... No, I suppose not.
Came out in about August last year.
That was a wildcard entry as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Brand of the Year as well. Really interesting, because Apple is always a shoo-in for the kind of the shortlist, but, you know, that brand's taken a battering.
It has, yeah. I mean, it's difficult to see how they can take that this year because of all of the criticism they've had, but... the favourite's got to be HTC for that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why the iPhone 4 would be in there. Signal issues aside, it's a very nice phone. But yeah, Apple's not definitely not won itself any fans from all this signal.
Yeah, exactly.
Fiasco, I mean, is it? So
when I don't know if it's lost that many fans, though, to be honest. Mm. But I've got to be honest. Nah, I still haven't dropped a single call on this iPhone, so it's I'm still kind of not sold on the it's a disaster.
Have you made a call?
Yeah, it's made some calls.
There are other
people do habitually hang up on me.
Drop call, mate. Yeah. Steve, yeah. Drop call.
I can't believe it's happened again. There are other battle royales in there. Innovation of the Year pits Move against Kinect again.
That's going to be interesting if one of those does come out on top, because nobody really would have played it by the time they... By the time the awards are announced. So it's going to be really down to people's impressions.
Gadget journalists have. You know,
yes, but not
the, not the general public.
So once the seven or eight of them have voted. Yeah, but I think people can still make a judgment on what is... It's not a qualitative judgment, is it? I mean, what is the more innovative of the two? I think people can make a call on it without having necessarily used it. I mean, I think, obviously, the Kinect is more innovative than the Move, isn't it? The Move is just a tarted up Wii.
It's a Wii, yeah. You have to vote on whether you want to hold a giant lollipop or not.
Well, that's up to you, Adam. Hey, what are you doing in your spare time, isn't there?
You see, like a lollipop is more... that's actually a considerably more diplomatic way of putting it. I always think it looks like a kind of ladies' home relaxation device.
I just thought it looked like a dildo.
Oh, you've always got a lower tone.
Sorry.
Innovation would be a great name for a pub.
Innovation.
Yeah, it'd be kind of Irish theme park. So when you come in, it'd be like very futuristic.
Because they give you an ovation when you come in.
No, I think it'd be more like an Irish theme pub that was very futuristic. But your joke is also okay.
There's a terrible pub near me called the Tune In, and it's pink.
Tune In.
It's entirely pink, but it's not a gay pub.
Oh.
It's a pink non-gay bar.
It may come as a surprise to you that not all gay things are actually pink.
It's like your BBC institutional BBC homophobia.
Why paint it pink?
What? Why not? It's a nice colour.
It's a lovely colour.
Very eye-catching. I think surely we've moved past this point where pink is a colour for girls and gays.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, just ask Chris.
You see a lot of people in the city wearing pink shirts.
You do, but they're probably gay.
No, I think it's more they're saying I'm so butch and I earn so much money that I'm going to wear a pink shirt. And
yeah,
okay.
Dare you to imply that I'm homosexual in some respects.
Yeah,
I'll simply wave a big wad of tenors in your
getting,
face.
Getting back
hit
on
you
the
with
awards
my
track.
FT.
tech personality of the year, Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry's up for the double, retaining his goal.
He sometimes wears pink.
Could the public could the public vote on the what were we just talking about? The personality of the year.
Yes, yeah. They can.
Oh, I thought
they
that was can. A non-reader voted one.
No, it's reader voted.
It's reader voted. Ah, I have voted.
Oh well, Fry's going to walk it, isn't he? In that case, who else is even on the shortlist?
Was it last year?
No, last year we decided
on the panel.
Yeah.
Who else is on the shortlist for that?
Susie Perry, Jason Chen.
Jason Chen.
Come on.
Gadget hero Jason Chen.
He's had a
he's
big
a thief.
Year. He's had a big year.
He's nothing but a
gadget thief
he's like,
of the year.
he's for Apple. He's
it'd be
like
brilliant
the,
if he had to do a video link from his...
if
he had to do a video link from like his from a cell. Oh, sorry, that'd be fantastic. It'd be like the Nelson Mandela of
would
tech.
He, would yeah. he turn up if he won?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Unless
yeah.
the terms of his bail mean that he can't.
Oh, and
Charlie Brooker.
Yeah, Charlie Brooker is here.
Who's the fifth one?
That is five, isn't it?
No, Steve Fry, Susie Perry, Charlie Brooker, Jason Chen.
And another.
And someone else.
Yep. Who's not as important
may not
as those
win,
four people.
Since we can't even recall them.
Well, I can't believe none of us has been.
So you all reckon Stephen Fry's a shoo-in?
Well, he's very popular on Twitter,
then. He is very popular, but he won it last year.
I don't know if you've heard.
I think people would go, oh, he won it last year's time.
I'd like to see Jason Chen win it. I mean, I don't know what his personality is like.
Yeah.
Probably quite unpleasant, I'd imagine.
Just because of the year.
But he's had a good year.
The year he's had, his profile.
Popular gadget blog Gizmodo have kind of mentioned that he's been nominated and he's got a lot of support on their board.
I think that might just swing it.
That could boost it. Yeah, if you've got the entire.
I'm going in there and voting for Fry like 500 times now.
I'm not sure that works.
No, I'd like to see Jason Chen win it because that guy had the balls to run with the story.
Yeah.
Engadget turned it down.
There we go.
Maybe it was a very stupid thing to do, but you know, sometimes you have to do stupid things to.
Yep.
Go to prison.
You know, like,
I mean, to succeed.
Fake Iraq
war photos.
Take us through what happens now in the awards.
Well, the shortlist voting is now open, so we'd implore you all to head off to awards.t3.com to vote now. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had 66,000 votes when we launched the shortlist. It brings us up to like 320,000 overall now.
That's incredible.
Over last year's total of like 140,850.
And that seemed like a lot.
It did, didn't it? Because that was way up from the year before as well.
Do you think we can reach 500,000?
That's the aim. And well, I reckon
it's
got to
be a possibility.
That would sound impressive. Yep,
that would be incredible on the night, 500,000 votes. So it'd be great if you get voting. There's still 19 categories to go through. And there's more prizes as well. You can win a MacBook, a Kodak, a PlaySport camera, and a bunch of other stuff as well.
Yeah, the prizes have been upgraded. So definitely worth voting. Okay. Well, it's your votes that have got us here. So you can now get to put your selection together. Some very cool tech to win, as we mentioned. So just head to awards.t3.com. Okay, not else happening in the tech world. So it's time to say...
Sorry.
It's time to say, Chris, for the last time with you, here is the news. Facebook has hit the 500 million user mark, number 500,000,000, signed up on Wednesday. I think that's the right number of zeros. Official figures show that almost 500,000,000 punters, 250 million, use the site every single day, you wasters.
Yeah, the average Facebook fanatic spends 34 minutes a day trawling the network, whether it's checking out mates' photos or stalking old school pals. What's more, 150 million now hit Facebook via their phone. With growth still possible in China and Russia, users could still yet hit 1 billion.
Wow. It was a brave new world for Google, but its first foray into retail and its first foray as a handset manufacturer has come to an end. The web giant's closed its direct sales store for the Google Nexus One.
Yeah, what a disaster. There is reportedly still a number of limited supply of Nexus One handsets at network providers in a number of countries, including the UK. But for the future, Google's going to be sticking to just making the OS.
Yeah, stick to what you're good at. And it seemed like a good idea at the Times. But since charging for its website, the Times Online has lost almost 90% of its online readership.
Yep, figures gathered by The Guardian. By The Guardian. I've shown that not only has their percentage of online news traffic dropped from 15% to just over 4%, but only a quarter of visitors go on to pay the £1 a day or £2 a week subscription. Ouch.
Ouch indeed. Who would really, honestly, who are these people paying £2 a week or a pound a day?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Because I was thinking, though, the problem is there's a lot of sort of stats missing for that, isn't there? Because what actually does that mean? If how many people is that paying £2 a week subscription? Because it could suddenly sound nowhere near as bad if you start talking about money as opposed to...
Yes, but I suppose it may have lost 90% of its online readership, but 10% of its readership paying £1 a day or £2 a week is more than 100% of its readership paying nothing, I guess.
Yeah, because, let's say for the sake of argument that it used to have a daily readership of 1 million, which doesn't seem at all unlikely. Mm. Well, 100,000 people paying £2 a week...
It's true.
That sounds like quite a lot of money to
me. It's not bad.
Whereas The Guardian,
I don't think
has got like lots and lots of readers all paying absolutely nothing, and they're sort of giving away their content for nout. And Guardian Media Trust made an absolutely huge loss last year.
Excellent.
Whereas
Excellent.
News International is an absolutely enormous company. So just maybe...
Maybe they're doing
the Times know what they're doing, and the Guardian don't know their ass from their elbow. They're just putting the idea out there.
I'm glad you're here to add some perspective to the news this week, Doug.
Well, that's because I spoke to Charles Arthur yesterday, because I'm doing this... I'm putting together the Tech 100, which is very much like the Sunday Times Rich List, but for tech, and it's less well-researched, and I knock it up in a month before it goes into the magazine.
Awesome.
And everybody that I asked to help out on it, like from all the other broadsheets and everything, said yes, and Charles Arthur said no. So suddenly I've got a real downer on The Guardian.
So is he not in it, Charles, then?
No, he's not. I'm trying to get Jemima Kiss, who's one of their other online people, who has the best name ever. Yeah. Secondly, is perhaps a little bit more photogenic than Charles Arthur in a strictly non-sexist sense. And
possibly.
Yeah, and might say yes, whereas he said no.
To what? Oh, being in the tech.
To helping with putting it together.
Right, okay. Awesome.
That's the kind of highbrow humour you want to go out
on. That's the ticket. There we go. Anyway, let's see.
Why change a winning formula?
Let's see what you've all been tweeting to T3DOTCOM.
This is hilarious. This is Chris7494 tweets to say, but. I'll come back to this, actually. He tweets to say, how stupid is it that T3.com have allowed the well-documented, faulty iPhone 4 to be in the finalists of the T3 Awards, obviously. I'm losing faith in T3 after that. But the joke here is that Chris7494 is actually one Chris Smith.
Yes,
well, there's a fake Chris Smith out there.
It's not that strange when you think about it. Chris, you'll agree with us, right? Like... There are millions of me. Like,
you're saying Chris Smith is not an uncommon name.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I think he actually has chosen that name because he's pretending to be you. You remember fake Steve Jobs? The blog that ran for ages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this guy is doing like a clever parody of your... Because this is like exactly the kind of thing that you would say.
Yeah.
How stupid is it, dude, that T3.com have allowed the well-documented faulty iPhone 4 man to be in the finalists?
Bummer.
It's exactly like you.
Yep.
So this guy is basically ripping you off. So I think you should just have a word with him.
You just added 17 words.
No. That's
still right. Within the 140 characters.
No.
Adam, what have we got?
Jamie Fretwell, who I think I went to school with.
What?
I went to school with a Jamie Fretwell.
Did he fret well?
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, you know, fretting, like... Yeah. Guitar playing. Is he a good guitarist? or a good fret well?
A good worrier.
Jamie, did he worry? Yeah,
Jamie,
worry
you fret well. he says, do you not get enough money from Nikon? Because this is the second year they've not made it into your Camera of the Year shortlist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point. No, actually we don't. And that's why they're always left out. So Nikon, if you're listening,
they've
if
never
you wouldn't
given
mind,
me a penny.
Sponsor this podcast.
The bung was not big enough this year.
I haven't had any free cameras from Nikon for years, for as long as I can remember. So yeah, no, I'm afraid, Mr. Fretwell, that is exactly the reason.
Yes.
We love payola here,
Chris.
At T3. We don't really, that's a joke.
That was a joke. SR_EDY, which is Scott R. Eddy from Buxton, says, thank you for sharing at T3.com's Emergency Monday podcast. Well worth the 30 minutes of your life. Lol.
That was, we got a good response on that podcast.
Yeah.
It was, we had to do it. It was an emergency, and I think we've dusted that issue down now. It's well and truly.
It almost sounds like he's being sarcastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, it reads really sarcastic.
I know, it does read quite, it sort of goes, well worth 30 minutes of your life, and you think, oh, excellent, and then it goes, lol.
Well, and also, written in block capitals.
Worth my 30 minutes.
I have faith in Scott R. Eddy.
Almost like, literally, he's going to add, not.
Yeah, Scott, can you let us know, please?
We
want to be happy about this, but we're not sure whether you didn't like it.
Because if you're ambiguous choice of wording, we can't work out if you're being sarcastic or sincere.
Lots of reaction we didn't put in the news. A lot of reaction to the Kinect pricing, £129. Dunn UK says, are they serious? Why would anyone pay that for an add-on when they could get a Wii for the same price? Well, yeah, well, it's a bit more than a Wii though, isn't it? Jedi Gavin, sounds Welsh. Are you comparing
against Jedi? Is it?
It's Jedi Gavin.
Jedi Gavin. Jedi Gavin. Are you comparing it against four lots of Move controllers and an iToy? The £125, he says, for Kinect allows for multiplayer, no extra charge.
That is a good point.
It is
Jedi Gavin.
It's a very good point. You'd pay once, you can add on, what, six people? With Move, with Wii, you've got to buy six controllers. That's expensive.
Imagine walking to a room where like six people were playing Kinect? Especially if it wasn't a particularly big room. It'd just like be walking into a disco, basically.
Like video game
just,
like, Twister.
People sit there, like, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. Go out again, hurriedly.
surely Jedis don't need to buy Kinect.
That's
good
true.
Point. Good point.
Their whole mind skills allow that their life is like a Kinect.
Finally, feature in that, surely.
Finally on this, we haven't heard from Brad Short in a while.
All right, Brad.
£130 for Kinect is worth it for the laughs I'll get watching users through their living room window when walking the dog.
What?
Is this something you often do?
Sort of I worry about you sometimes, Brad.
Peering on people, you know? What are you looking
for? Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, let's see.
It can't be worse than my flatmate's recently got Wii Fit.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like a really ungainly looking guy. And I came home late one evening and he was doing like, they're often quite yoga-y type things. And I walked in and he was doing this yoga type thing and the voice on the screen was going, push your bottom up in the air. Just so I walked in. He's like sort of on all fours.
It's not what you think.
I'm like... evening.
Yeah,
just going to my room.
Oh, see you later. Anyway, let's see what Chris has got for his very final gadget of the week. Before you say what it is, Chris, make the noise. That is the best, I think, best sounding gadget of the week. Go on.
Christ.
It does border on annoying when it's...
massive skid marks on the carpet. It's a skateboard.
We better explain.
Yeah, it's an electronic skateboard that came in the other day, and we had hours of fun, so I'm just going to step away from my mic for a bit to have a go on it.
Go on.
But...
shit. You should take off your headphones
We're in a studio about, 4 meters, 4 or 5 meters by 4 or 5 meters.
Yeah, it's a good thing it's got that half pipe in it.
And there's a big, there's a big recording desk in the middle, and... Chris is on it's more like a longboard than a skateboard.
Yeah, it's like
trying
a mountain,
to move around.
It's like a mountain board, but you can't really pull tricks on it, I think, because it's so heavy.
It is heavy. But how fast can this thing go?
30 miles an hour, man.
Don't do that in here.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, really. No, hit it. Go really fast. Straight in. Pow. Come on. Go out of a blast.
Whoa. Okay. So,
but yeah.
So you just left a massive streak of rubber across the carpet there as well.
Go out on height, yeah.
This thing is big, though. It's big and heavy. So like you say, you're not going to pull tricks on it. But 30 miles an hour.
It's good for kind of like if you live somewhere where there's not many cars and you want to get around. But
if you live somewhere that's got really, really brilliant roads, but like, no cars driving
perhaps
on them.
If you live on an airfield.
And if you've got shins made of iron.
Yeah.
Well, you just need good balance, don't you?
What's it called?
It's called the Duke. The J-U-K-E.
The Duke of Death.
And you can visit their Twitter. Let me give you the address.
Go on. This thing's quite expensive, though, isn't it? It's about 300 quid, something like that?
twitter.com/get_Duke. Yeah, it's about 300
quid. Okay, check it out. It is good. Are you going to be putting any videos of this on twitter.com?
Perhaps, yeah.
I think you should.
All right.
It is good.
I had a go on it, and I stood on it, depressed the little... it uses like a remote control gun, you hold in your hand, a bit like a Scalextric thing. Depressed it as gently as I could and immediately fell off. The instant like any power went to the wheels whatsoever.
George Bush-esque.
Yeah, it was a bit. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Thanks. Well, that was Chris's final gadget of the week. Now, Chris, we couldn't let you go without putting together... your best bits.
A moderately amusing montage of you saying things.
Let me say, this was pretty tough to put together. We really have to scrape the barrel on these. But Chris, these are your best bits.
Big tellies, man. Why do we need these, like, peeing contests?
The man fast becoming the better dressed version of Ree Morgan, Chris Smith. Welcome.
I like that.
Best dressed and prettier, for my money.
Awesome. Me and Dan went karaokeing last night. It was quite wonderful. It was alright, so we had to go at Journey, and then that kind of ruined us completely. Because if I feel this feeling, things won't help. I base all of my downstairs regions recommendations on you, Dan.
Yeah. Sanex for men.
That's awful. That stuff makes me itch really badly.
Sanex? Yeah. I don't know Sanex for men.
Yeah, Chris, that's what's causing me itch.
I can't wait to see who I see tomorrow.
Girls.
Today.
Girls.
Chris, you're just saying girls. Repeat it.
Okay.
I always feel a little bit kind of intimidated when I come into this threesome of amazingness.
Feel intimidated, Chris.
I know.
You should.
You're among the big league now.
Yeah, big hitters. Are you the answer to my question? Have I wasted my time? Yeah. Why are you holding the microphone, Chris?
Because you broke the mic stand, Dan.
Anyway, Chris will be chipping in with Gadget of the Week.
New mic stand.
It is pretty good. It's pretty good. And a new mic stand. Will you be my light? Because I can't see the sun anymore. I think we should also mention the elephant in the room.
It's a bit of a rude way to describe Chris. He's wearing his shorts this week.
Pretty low slung as well, I know.
Pretty sexy.
No.
He is a skater boy. You're by my side.
There you go, Chris.
Oh, thanks, guys. That's lovely.
Your best podcast bits.
Thank you.
There were some more. I really want to stick in the Mr. T interview. That was awesome as well.
The singing.
Other great interview. Oh, Chris. Obey your master. Master. You don't think I'd not put it in the Come on.
I feel good now.
Yeah. That video is still on t.com if you want to see Chris singing in full.
Great.
It's well worth it. Mm. And his Mr. T video and all the other wonderful videos.
2 years of semi-average video content right there forever.
It's been a long, crazy ride.
It's your legacy.
Yes, but you're off to America.
I am, yeah. I'm going to set up camp with my good lady who's pulling me away from the marvelousness of T3. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, best of luck.
Thank you very much, guys. And sure thanks, listeners and everyone.
We should.
Irreplaceable.
Finally mention that the new T3 is out.
Oh, was it? Well, that's good news.
It is good news.
It's got five beautiful ladies on the cover.
Again?
No, well, it's the same one.
No, it's a new one.
Oh, is that? Yeah. What the hell's on the cover of this one?
you have been ill, haven't you? This one is the 101 Gadgets You Can't Live Without came out yesterday.
It is.
It's got one lady on it.
Okay, let's do
that. Is that the antibiotics?
She's as beautiful as five ladies.
She's exactly.
Hit the one in the middle.
She's very fast.
To clarify, the new T3 with one lady on the front, that's your skateboard beeping.
Unless you're a subscriber, in which case you get a guitar on the front.
Well, yes, there's been some controversy about this. Okay. Hmm. Some people are very happy about it because they like to see the gadgets speak for themselves.
Yeah, people were mentioning this.
Some people are like, where's my tits? I don't mind T3 for the technology. I can look online for that.
Subscribers have got a different one to the new stand one.
Yeah, because for years we've obviously, you know, it's a tawdry thing that we have to put a beautiful lady in a swimsuit, suggestively toying with a gadget on the front. We're obviously, you know, but then otherwise what do you do? It's just a big picture of a phone. Oh, but again, I do apologize. Otherwise you've got a big picture of a phone or maybe, like, I don't know, you've got like a guy sort of looking happy about having a gadget and then looks kind of gay. So we've always had a woman on the cover. So we're moving in the direction of not getting rid of her, but toying with other things. And we're starting with the subscribers.
Subscribers have already bought it, so we don't need to bombard
them. Don't give away the... you've already paid for it, so screw you. No women for you. Just a picture of a gadget.
A lot of time and effort goes into the subscribers cover.
To be honest, we've done two. And one was like the five smartphones arranged in a kind of arty sort of pattern. And this one is a very nice picture of a guitar. And I, to be honest, I prefer it to the ones.
Well, if you are a subscriber.
Because I'm a new man.
Yeah, you will have the guitar
issue. Also gay.
So how about we
if you're not,
have no interest in saying
you can get the lovely lady on the newsstand.
How about we have a girl toying with a PlayStation Move controller?
I see where you're going there, Chris. Right. That is about it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest, as well as the link to the voting page for the T3 Awards. The new T3 is on the shelves, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Good luck to Chris in America. I've been Dan Mort. Good luck.
Said good luck. Good luck to Chris.
Good luck, Lake.
Good luck over there. Right. Good luck then to Chris in
That's
America.
That's better.
I've been Dan Mortley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.